Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, good start to our hour of power here, overviewing what's going on from the folks at Talkers Magazine's charts, overviewing the top stories, specifically the top 10 stories from the News Talk Radio world as garnered by the folks, the staff at Talkers Magazine. Every week they put together the overview of what has been the big conversation of the week, or the conversations, plural, people list as well. So we'll get into it. I'll actually go through the stories, and sometimes I, you know, we sort of cherry pick some of them. Jennifer Horn, by the way, is here with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, the makeup of a hearty group of talk radio people. How's that? You like that?
There you go. That's, I like that.
A hearty group.
Mm-hmm. A hearty heart.
Number, yes. A number 10 story this week has to do with the Secretary of the Treasury going to China, the fights over the budget and money. The number 9 story is the continuing waste of time on Mr. Mayorkas and his impeachment. O.J. Simpson is number 8. The solar eclipse is 7. Student debt relief is 6. The war in the Middle East is 5. Mr. Trump and his problems, is he going to jail or not, number 4. The economy is 3. The abortion issue is number 2. And the presidential race is number 1. And you can imagine all of the various names that are associated with all these various items. Yes, Jennifer, you had something to say.
It's a good list with the eclipse and stuff. I think that's fine. The only thing I think is missing is the final 4.
Yeah. Well, it's final and it's over, so probably not one of the big things. Now that it's over, you know what I mean?
I guess so,
When Jennifer's here, I like to sort of, we don't have her with us every day, so sometimes when there are good California stories, like this thief disguised in a garbage bag.
That was great.
I've often said if the thieves put their creativity to good use of good instead of evil, we'd be in a much better place.
Well, this is something that's more interesting because of the use of doorbell cameras and home security systems and the people who are stealing packages from right under your very nose. So if you think you're going to get caught on camera, that certainly would deter these pirates that come to your porch. So the package, you know, you'd get your due, except that somebody cleverly wore a disguise of a garbage bag and has been going around.
And if you didn't see it, first of all, my mother always told me, I don't know about you guys, not to hide in plastic. You know, there's like the warning about suffocation.
It's dangerous.
On there.
Yeah.
But this guy stuck a garbage bag over his head like a dummy. And then you see him go for the bag, or excuse me, the box. And then
did he cut holes at least for his nose and his eyes?
I guess. Yeah, I don't know, like a little ghost. But what was funny is that the owner of the house released this and it went viral. And the follow-up was that I guess he stole like a phone case or something, like something worth $10. So all that trouble, dressed up in a garbage bag, and you got something that was like a $10 trinket. It's bizarre.
Lovely. All right. Let's see here. How do you pronounce this guy who's on the Dodgers? Is it Shohei Ohtani? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Shohei.
Showtime. Okay. So apparently his ex-interpreter has stolen $16 million from this guy. Federal charges. This has to be something you talked about on your morning program on KRLA.
Yeah. A lot.
Highest paid player in Major League Baseball. So how did he, looks like it was a gambling thing.
Well, so the story is, first of all, as far as the money goes, what's interesting about Shohei is, yes, he's the highest paid baseball player in the world, but what he did was defer payments to the Dodgers. So he's taking a small salary now of like $2 million, and then they have to come up with the rest at the end of his contract in 10 years, which is kind of interesting because he wanted the Dodgers to have enough money to build a good team around him. So interesting there.
Smart.
But he's played for the Angels for years before. He's had this interpreter, I think, for 12 years. The interpreter was making $500,000 a year apparently had a gambling issue, and as the story goes, stole about $4.5 million from Shohei Ohtani. And then when the media would come to him and say, "Hey, we're hearing this story is erupting, we want to talk to Shohei," he'd tell Shohei, "Oh, they're just asking how the weather is," or "Hey, they just want to know."
So can he not speak any English at all?
Right. And so here's where I have to say there's a little bit of a blame. And I love Shohei Ohtani. I think he's a good guy. I do think he's innocent. And the only reason they found out about this is because they were investigating a bookie in Orange County through the FBI, and they just happened to see Shohei Ohtani's name tied there as paying debts. And so that's where the investigation started. People thought that he was using this interpreter as a fall guy because of his own gambling problems. But the FBI said, no, we don't think he had anything to do with it. He was a victim. The guy who victimized him is going to be charged with like 30 years in prison. But if you are in charge of managing your brand, which he is a brand, if you've been in the country for 12 years, if you are, and I understand he probably just wants to focus on baseball, but I do think at some point you need to attempt to learn the language so that you don't get taken advantage of.
Ridiculous.
There are a lot of snakes.
That's his own fault. The guy's a crook, but it's his own fault for not, it's just lazy.
Well, you just have to protect yourself because unfortunately even your friends victimize you in this day and age, which is very sad.
Yeah. All right, let's get to some of the things that are on the list, not necessarily in order. Number 9 is the Mayorkas impeachment. Proceedings have been pushed to next week, according to Speaker Johnson, who has his own problems that we can talk about, I guess, or not, because pretty much everybody knows what's going on with him and Marjorie Taylor Greene and some of the others that are in the House of Representatives. Anyway, so we're in... the overview of this, ladies, do you see, is this, it seems to be a waste of time and taxpayer money. The Republicans are trying to make a point. Okay, they've made their point. So now stop wasting our money and wasting our time. Because they're not going to get him impeached.
Well, what's supposed to happen when you go and you deliver articles of impeachment to the Senate is that there's supposed to be at least a full vote. Like, you know, a majority, basically a vote without filibuster. So you have to get 60 votes to throw something out. And Chuck Schumer was going to just dismiss this with 51 votes and try to go on vacation. And so the reason they delayed the march, basically, is to force Chuck Schumer to do it the right way, which is next Monday, to actually have a vote to throw this out if they want to. Now, Chuck Schumer says that it's a difference in policy, but it really is. If you think of anybody in the Biden administration that has failed us, it's Mayorkas. The border's wide open, and his job is to secure the border. So I do think there's some, I do think that the reason for the impeachment is absolutely valid, and I do think he should have be given a trial, like if he were a Republican. That's exactly what would happen.
Well, they're not going to, what's the trial going to do? It's
the
a circus.
It's,
we know what's going on. Everybody admits, even the boobs in the Democratic, but the Biden people, they know that they have a horror show on their hands, and so they. Well, but stop wasting our money and time, and take care of them at the box office. Don't, I mean, at the box office, at the ballot, at the box office too, if
and
you want.
We'll
get rid
movie.
Of the guy.
Mayorkas,
get a free movie.
Mayorkas, that's it. Mayorkas, comma the boob.
Maybe
go see that.
Something. Maybe
instead of the blob,
of impeachments, the boob. We should make movies, documentaries.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. All right. Let's see here. The Middle East war is number 5. Man, you look at what's going on with the Houthis and the Hezbollah and Hamas. Every single one of them, backed by Iran. And now the Houthis control much of Yemen. They are disrupting not only that part of the world, but pretty much they have inculcated themselves into the global economy, firing at commercial ships that are going through the Red Sea on the way to the Suez Canal. And so the interesting thing is none of the ships from China, none of the ships from Russia are getting... They're not being shot at. They're not being attacked. So, anyway, when you see what's going on here, we're back to the axis of evil, only a couple of... Well, I've forgotten who the players were, but they weren't all the same three, were they? No, it was Iran, China, and Russia, wasn't it, before when they George Bush called them the axis of evil? I think it was. Anyway, they are now, for sure. China, Russia, Iran, North Korea... And all these people that are trying to upset the apple cart because they want to disrupt the status quo. They want to be the big dogs instead of the United States and Western Europe. So here we have all this energy, all of this time, all of the attention that's being given to this, the NATO alliance, more people wanting to join it. There's a tinderbox here, and I trust the Russians. Well, I don't know whether I do. I'm not trust the Russians to be smart enough not to start something they can't stop, and the Chinese as well. But the Iranians, I don't trust them for a foot.
Because it's an ideology. It's not about power or money.
Right,
that.
Yeah.
It's an ideology to destroy the West. It's scary. I think in some ways we know Russia, we know China, but we don't know where Iran would stop.
Right. So you got the war in Ukraine, China and Iran and North Korea are supplying a lot of help to the Russians. So there they are. And, you know, we're doing the same thing on the other side. So it's like we're fighting with them, but the proxy is Ukraine. So it's like we're at war with China and Russia and Iran indirectly through what's going on in China. I'm sorry, what's going on in Ukraine and what's going on in the Middle East. Am I right or wrong? Does that make sense,
right,
that theory?
I think you're right. Yeah. And I think especially when it comes to money, I mean, it's another way to drain us economically.
Yeah. Right. Well, the whole situation is disgusting, frankly, and but who knows how long this war is going to go on in Gaza. That's another, you know, it seems to me it's time for it to be over. You can be killing Hamas until the end of time because you shoot one and two more pop up. It's like that. Do they learn their lesson? Do they like the Israelis more, or do they respect them more? Are they afraid of them more? They are not smart enough. They're not. These people are not educated. They're taught in religious schools to hate the Jews. That's all they're taught. So, you know, pick up your gun and let's go shoot some Jews. That's how it works. And that's how you're going to get around with that. So what are the rest of the Middle Eastern countries doing, like Saudi Arabia? That's something I don't see a clear path here. As far as they're concerned, they're supposed to be our friends, but they're our friends only because we buy a lot of oil from them. And that makes it more volatile as well. Okay, 18 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. This is with Miller's here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. That's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review. We take some of the things that are titularly employed by the Good Day program to engage people in what's going on. By in this segment, for example, of the Good Day program every day, we do social media things. At this point in each hour. And so when I look back at this week and what's going on, there are two things that strike me, ladies. One of them is the information coming from Instagram that has started to blur nudity in messages that are being sent.
We won't see it all.
Well, this is more for teenagers, if I'm understanding this correctly, the sexual extortion stuff that's going on all across social media. So is this, if you're looking at an X-rated site, do they blur the nudes, or is this just what's going on with the things that are posted by people who are underage?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is happening in the direct messages to make sure that they're not being sent lewd content, that they're not sending any content out. A lot of times, children, no matter what circumstance, they're always considered a victim. They are a victim. But sometimes there are situations of a not quite yet 18-year-old talking to somebody over the age of 18, posing like they are the same age. And so they're just, any kind of nudity or content like that that is happening in direct messages will be blurred out.
So is this, are we still having kids send pictures of their junk to each other? Is that still going on, that kind of stuff?
And adults.
Mm-hmm. And adults.
Well,
but you know what the newest thing is? In California, we've had a couple of high schools where this has made news over the last several weeks, and that is either AI-created nudes that are used to reflect a student in the school, which is a very embarrassing thing, and those get passed around, or we've had people who've snuck into like locker rooms and showers and take pictures of young girls in their situation. And then almost like kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Blackmail them.
Sextortion is called.
Yeah, sextortion, exactly. And so this has happened. The headlines now in Los Angeles, particularly over the last few weeks, have had different high schools that are involved with this. And they've even called the FBI in. And they use Snapchat and Instagram to facilitate this. So it's probably pretty smart.
Bunch of sickos. Oh, man. All right. I saw something on a post that I wanted to repeat because I thought that it was pretty much on, it was so right on the whole business of, like this I think pertained to the 6-year-old who shot the principal or whoever it was that he shot. Was it school? Was
shot
it
shot the teacher in the hand.
Teacher, yeah. Right, yeah. So the thread that I'm watching started by a lady named Dee Hankins, I think, a listener, talking about parents' involvement in the education of their children and parents involved in the character building of their children. So here's how this reads. This is somebody commenting on what Ms. Hankins had to say. This is Melissa, who says, exactly, about time it was said aloud, when parents are held accountable again, behavior in school will improve. Your child's poor behavior is your problem as a parent, not the school's problem, not society's problem. Society needs to stop making schools responsible for all things that happen to the children. And stop feeding, you know, the food stuff. She goes on to talk about emotional well-being, dental care, clothing, school supplies, social skills, all the things that are happening in my high school here in Framingham. It's become a social, it's not a school. I mean, gunfights, knife fights, they're providing food three times a day for some of these kids. I suppose you could say, well, where else do they go? I think it goes a lot deeper than that, frankly. And the problems are caused here by this open immigration policy that has, we've got three hotels filled with Haitians that the city is paying for. And then these kids go to school and they don't know what to do, so there's, you know, there's always a problem. Yay, yay, yay. All right, so that was my social commentary, 28 past the hour.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There will be a key meeting between the two top men in the Republican Party, former President Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson, today. After the meeting, Johnson and Trump will speak to reporters outside Mar-a-Lago. A former American diplomat and Cuban spy faces sentencing. Victor Roca took a plea deal after he was charged last year with violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act. A State Department employee for two decades, Roca used his position during the Clinton administration to pass information to Cuba. The Prime Minister of Japan spoke before a gathering of U.S. lawmakers in Congress. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said his country continues to rely on America as a leader in the world. Corey Myers, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, now 34 at the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of thoughts when it comes to the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine. You can find these listed at gooddayshow.com every week and at talkers.com as well. This is number 8, the O.J. Simpson passing, the whole story that's been, you know, the news media loves to regurgitate stuff that everybody knows. If there's anybody alive who doesn't know who O.J. is, I think even my grandson, who's 9, knows who O.J. is. His legacy speaks for itself, both good and bad. I think it's very interesting right now, even though the news media is trying to make something out of this, the public is just saying, so what? He's dead. Goodbye.
It's really interesting because I was surprised at my own reaction. I was on the air when the word came out that he died, and it flashed up. I get breaking news flashing up on my laptop, but I was in the middle of a sentence. You were talking about Joe Biden, and I just was like, whoa. And it's not because I was sad that O.J. died, but O.J. represented something for people living in L.A. at the time, and you were on the radio, so I don't. Yeah. I know you know this.
I became unpopular because I stuck up for him for a while.
Yeah.
Until the trial.
You were on the radio at that time, but like as a kid, and I was young, living in Los Angeles at the time. What I think made this so significant is just what was going on around OJ. I mean, we had the Rodney King beating. We had the riots. Yep. We had races at odds with each other, the Asian and black communities, black people against the police against black people. I mean, there's so many. We had the invention of court TV during the OJ trial. We had the very first car chase documented on TV during the OJ trial.
Do you remember where you were? Okay, hold on a second.
Yes.
That's a great place. I was sitting in a bar with a guy who was starting a radio network. He was trying to get me. It was down in San Diego. He was trying to get me to go and be on his network. And all of a sudden, this stuff comes on the television. And we're watching this. And I thought to myself, where is this? It has to be in Los Angeles, because nothing like... And then you look at the screen, and it's O.J., and then you dig into it. But that's where I was. What about you, Jay? Where were you? Do you remember where you were when the chase happened?
I don't remember where I was when the chase happened. I don't even know if I was aware of it, but I remember seeing all of that in the aftermath. But I remember where I was when he was acquitted. I was in gym class because... excuse me, the gym teacher wanted to hear it, so she had the radio on, and we all had to sit in our spots and just sit there for the entirety of class listening to it. She wanted to listen to it. So I remember that part.
95 million Americans watched that on TV. Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
So, you know something, Doug, that I just realized? You and I were actually probably together when the verdict was read, because I can remember where I was when the verdict was read. I was a little tiny girl pretending to be an adult going to the Talkers convention with my dad, and Gloria Allred came busting into the room and said, "He's innocent." Do you remember that? You had to have been there, too.
I do remember that.
And yeah, she was wearing the most awful yellow pants that you could see through.
Remember, she was on KBC. With me, it was the rundown was she was on early afternoon, and Larry was on late afternoon, and then I followed him, and it was that day, that whole thing, and then the aftermath of it. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, I just saw Axios came out this weekend with a story about this, about the significance of when that not guilty verdict came out. And by the way, all the jurors admit it was really kind of because they wanted to make a statement to the LAPD, who manufactured evidence in the O.J. case. Even though he was guilty, they still manufactured evidence.
Right.
And so... Axios said, in Washington, President Clinton left the Oval Office to watch the verdicts in his secretary's office with several of his aides. At Miami, tellers stopped counting bills and lines at the bank because everybody was there. At Atlanta, you'll love this, a Delta agent tried to start her boarding instructions for a flight to Louisville as the verdicts were being read, and the 100 passengers said, "Nope, not right now." They shouted her down.
Hold on.
In New York, 745,000 television sets, more than usual, were turned on in New York City, according to the electric company. AT&T experienced the strangest minutes in history. For 5 minutes during the verdict, long-distance calls fell 58%. Isn't that interesting?
Okay, so here's the quiz question. What was the name of the fellow who was driving the Bronco with O.J. in the back?
Oh, can I remember? Answer that? Yeah, I answer?
Yeah. Yeah, Al Collins, one of his teammates. I don't know, I probably shouldn't laugh about it, but I do because I just remember all of the hoopla and people calling me and yelling at me because I said what I did on the air about OJ. I changed my tune after it became obvious. But basically on the stuff that you were talking about, you know, the police department, I was just learning, you know, I've been in Los Angeles now for 30 years, off and on as a part-time Angelian. And I remember when I went on, even my producer said, "Hey, what, you know what you're saying? Are you sure you want to talk? You want to say that?" And so, I mean, it got a lot of attention, but it, you know, sooner or later you come around to understanding that the police were really partially the criminals here.
Time. The police botched the investigation and that O.J. probably did it. But the sentiment at the time was so crazy. And that resulted in them tearing down the police station in L.A. to try to rebuild their relationship with the community, remember?
Yeah.
And they made it glass so that it was like representative of transparency.
Yeah, it was.
Interesting stuff. Yeah, it was a cultural phenomenon for sure.
Right. All right, let's get to what's going on with Mike Johnson. He's number 7 on the people list this week. Apparently he's going to meet with Donald Trump over the weekend as we are talking. That has been planned for Mar-a-Lago. I will tell you, I was in Palm Beach last Monday, Jennifer, and I thought when you were on the air for me, I was driving past the airport, and there's the big Trump plane parked right where everybody can see it. You can't avoid, as you drive by the airport, it's parked right by the fence. So you can see and you know.
That's my guy. That he's there. Don't waste a minute for marketing.
No, no. All right. So Marjorie Taylor Greene, is she serious in trying? I mean, how many times can these guys go through this? And what, is she just grandstanding? It's hard to know, I guess, probably, unless you interview
you know
a doctor.
I like her.
But.
And
I
think
like her kind of too.
Yeah, yeah. You know that I think in her heart she thinks she's doing the right thing, but this is such a dumb thing. First of all, Mike Johnson has a one-seat majority right now. Give the guy some grace. Get through the next couple of months. Get the election under your belt and then move forward, because what's not going to help Republicans' chances of keeping the House, which it's up in the air whether they're going to even do that, is having to go through another fight to find a speaker. And even Trump came out this week, and he doesn't usually comment on things like this, and he said, you know what, Marjorie Taylor Greene needs to stop. And he's a friend of hers. I mean, she's very close with him. And he publicly said, you need to leave this one alone. It's such a loser. Yeah.
You know, what I also thought interesting, I saw that John Bolton, speaking of Trump and who's being voted for and against, said in an interview he wouldn't vote for Trump. But what he said that intrigued me more than he said, okay, I'm not voting for Trump, is he said he wanted to write in Dick Cheney's name.
Oh, huh? For God's sake. That shows you everything you need to know.
You know about Bolton. Yeah.
Right. This is what I say. Like, you've got three choices right now. I'd have more respect for him if he said, I can't vote for Trump, I can't vote for Biden, so I'll be voting for Kennedy. Don't write in Dick Cheney. What a dope.
Waste. Right. Okay. Joe Biden's number 1 on the people list, and in the political world, looking at the messages this week, certainly Trump and his talking about abortion, the situation in Arizona, with the fight continuing, and then what Biden, the Biden campaign, I don't think Joe Biden said this yet, but the message on abortion was clear. They're blaming Trump for putting the conservative judges in, and when the vote came up, that was, you know, what happened. So, I mean, that's probably a good political. They can't run on anything else. They can't run on anything they've done, because they haven't done anything except screw things up worse than they were, spend a lot of money, screw up the population center of the country because of all of the people bleeding in through coming across the country's borders. And so, okay, well, our issue is that they get some traction with women on this for sure, but women under the age of 35, pretty much, I've seen 3 polls this week indicating how much trouble the Republicans and Democrats have with women, especially, generally people under 35, but women especially, who say they're going to vote for Kennedy. Because of all of the hoopla, issues with women, certainly Roe v. Wade is number 1 on the hit parade, I'm going to guess. And number 2, the immigration situation. So both parties have failed on one or both of those things. So I'm voting for Kennedy. He hasn't failed on either one of them. And so you look at the situation with this, I think I know I'm going to vote for the guy, but I just see how this could be a real wild card, frankly. So, anyway, that's that. I don't know if there's any more to say about the elections and stuff. I don't know if there's anything more to say about the war. What I do think there is some attention on the solar eclipse, which is number 7. A teacher promised a class in 1978 an eclipse party in 50 years. Did you see this?
No.
Yeah, 1970, and so he just hosted the party, talking about the way the path that it took, and talking about other eclipses and stuff. And I think that this is one of the things, you know, when you look at the way this brought everybody together. As much as I said on the program, Jay and I were talking about this with the point of view of all the things that are overdone, overcooked, overreported on. I mean, this was the attention given to it was bordering on silly, but still,
oh, was
it was
it.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
was too. I loved it
positive.
So much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, under the circumstances, well, when you look around, what other things do we talk about, Jay, that were overdone? The stuff about the earthquake here in the Northeast.
Yeah,
it was a nothing story.
Because people we talked to had different experiences. Like,
yeah.
People you had heard from really barely even felt anything. People I had heard from but were definitely aware of it. But it also makes you think that, you know, perception is reality. How often do we, so somebody asks us, hey, how are you doing? And we're like, yeah, I'm okay, even though we're definitely not. Or really there's nothing wrong, but we're like, oh, man, like making a mound out of a molehill. Like, sometimes maybe people did feel it, but they brushed it off, and maybe other people didn't really notice it, but they want to be a part of something, so they exaggerated it.
Yeah,
I don't even get off the couch for a 4.8 earthquake.
Yeah, right.
You're like, yeah, oh, this I just perspective. I did laugh a lot at the media coverage about that earthquake, because I'm like, I'm in Los Angeles. That would be like a blip on the radar. And then 2.0 aftershock. It's like, whoa,
right.
Scary.
Yeah.
Somebody sneezed.
Yeah. It became silly. Why did Janet Yellen go to China? That's sort of on the end of the...
collect her paycheck.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah. No, seriously, what the heck was the idea of her going to China? What are
I don't
we trying
trust
to
that
accomplish?
One. I'm not a big fan of Yellen.
No, I'm not either.
She likes to tell you everything's fine, but it doesn't really feel fine, so I don't know.
No, well, she's a politician, basically, wrapped up in an economic blanket. So, yeah, right. Yep. All right. Would you say that about a man, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Wow.
Believe me, I don't like those suits either.
Jennifer and Jay and Doug here at 48 past the hour on the overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe. It's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days, and you get a team of support, too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, with a look at the number four item this week, Mr. Trump and his legal battles. People are asking the question, will Trump go to prison if he's found guilty in New York on the hush money case? Do I think that Trump should go to jail? It depends on what you're talking about. When it comes to this case, absolutely not. It shouldn't even be a trial. This thing, I've gone off all week long on this, Jennifer, so and Jay. Jay and I have, and I don't know if you, I'm sure that you have also talked ad nauseum
about it. I've talked to a lot of legal experts about this because, look, I said this before. As much as I love Trump, I love this country, and I don't want someone who's out there committing crimes thinking that the law doesn't apply them, and so I want to figure out what was.
And that's what you, that's the walkaway, by the way. That's the takeaway with much of the way that Trump handles all of this stuff. It's just one thing or another. But
would anybody else be charged with it? And so just to give you some perspective, and this is a case that was brought by Alvin Bragg, the DA in Manhattan, and the federal government declined to prosecute this case. The Elections Committee, the FEC, declined to prosecute this case. And it's Alvin Bragg who ran, like Letitia James did, on taking Trump that decides to pick this up. So really what this is all about, they call it the hush money payment. But basically at the heart of this, and I want you to think about this as a business guy, Doug, because you know how all these stupid thing taxes work, and I wish we could throw them out as tax day approaches, but whatever. So Donald Trump denies the affair. He has a letter from Stormy Daniels that denies the affair. They have a letter from Stormy Daniels that say she wasn't paid hush money. But obviously, men in power, whether he slept with her or not, we'll never know. He probably did, maybe he didn't, who knows. But he paid her off to make her go away. Or Michael Cohen did. Michael Cohen was the lawyer. Michael Cohen sends her a payment. We know that. And then Donald Trump writes a payment to Michael Cohen and just classifies it under legal fees. That was it. And so the crux is that that should have been noted as a campaign expenditure because it was so-called hush money. So it was really a misclassification of money sent. That is what this entire thing is about. That right there. And they're trying to say that that is criminal behavior. Now, I run a business. You run a business, Doug. You misclassify something, you want Alvin Bragg knocking at your door and saying, we're going to arrest you and put you in court. I mean, give me a break. I would put you in jail. That's what this whole thing is about. I believe that it's going to be really difficult for Trump to get a fair trial in New York because you have a lot of people who don't like
it. What did we say the other day, Jay? 500 people are being
500 people have to report interviewed to justify it twice.
And this jury questionnaire is ridiculous. Do you listen to talk radio? Do you listen to podcasts?
You better.
What podcasts do you listen to? What news sources do you look at? And I can tell you if you see Fox News or you see one of my programs, you're going to hear this when it comes to the jury question. They're going to throw that puppy right out. So I think what they're looking for is to be able to say that Donald Trump has to run for president as a convicted criminal. And sadly, I mean, I hope that he prevails because I think this is a bunch of you-know-what. But I think that's what the basis of this is the hooey. I don't think he's going to go to jail, but I think that they want to say convicted criminal Donald Trump takes on Joe Biden. I mean, it's just it's such ridiculousness.
There's a lot of crooks around. Look at Senator Menendez and the corruption that he is absolutely guilty of, even though he hasn't been on trial. He's been charged with this, and now his wife is involved in it, but he's been charged four times over the course of his career.
But even he gets to court. I mean, terrible for him. But even he gets to go to court and defend himself. And, you know, we get into this mode where it's just like, well, take down those guys. Take them down. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah. And then there's the lieutenant governor of Georgia who faces an investigation for serving as a fake Trump elector back in 2020. So I tie in number four, the Trump legal stuff with the presidential race and things like that that are surfacing. Then there's Kristi Noem, who's been all over the place. She's changed. I saw something earlier this week, Jay. I don't know if I don't remember. I see it, and sometimes I talk about it. Sometimes I forget to talk about it. But her looking like somebody who was a Trump, remaking herself with her hair and her get-up and stuff.
Noem? Yeah. She kind of always had that vibe.
Has she?
She's the one. Now. She's the one that remember did the commercials where she pretended to be a plumber and a.
Oh right. So now she. This week she was banned from tribal lands in her state, because of some of her comments, and the tribal leaders say they're misinformed and unsubstantiated claims about.
How did that happen?
Excuse me. I think at that point, or at this point, it's 59 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review Hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.